What's going on, guys? Thanks for tuning into the Local Crown Podcast, where we're going to teach you how to wage war on your competition and earn your local crown, also known as the top spot on Google.
Awesome, man. So I got to ask, you mentioned that you know all these incredible people. I mean, you said you can text Grant Cardone if you wanted to. So how are you building your network, and what does it take to get the attention of the Grant Cardones and the people like that?
Yeah, you know, it's a great question. And I tell you, this medium that you and I are on right now, I'm sure when we're done, we're going to trade our cell phone numbers, unless we already had them before, I forget. But, you know, so this platform and this medium of podcasting is such an amazing tool to use to network and create value for people. So like what you're doing for me is you're introducing me to your listeners, right? Which is great. And, you know, you and I are going to build a rapport and probably stay in touch. And so, you know, when you have something that you can offer to somebody like a Grant Cardone, you know, they're interested. And what happened with Grant is my book. So my first book, Ask More, Get More. Whenever I went to the airport, I would see his books. You know, I saw Sell or Be Sold. I think it was Sell or Be Sold. And then If You're Not First, You're Last, I would see those books. And then I would see those books right next to my book. And then I would also see, you know, like Tony Robbins right next to my book. And when I'm walking through these airports, I would see my books, before Tony Robbins' books. And so, and then there's another guy named Ryan Blair who wrote the book, Nothing to Lose, Everything to Gain, and also Rock Bottom to Rockstar. I reached out to Ryan. I haven't reached out to Tony, but I reached out to Ryan and I said, hey man, I read your book. Love to have you on my podcast. And now we've actually become pretty close friends, and it all started, you know, really with the book. And so that's for me, like when Grant Cardone reached out to me, with my first book, Ask More, Get More, he just loved the title. And he's like, this is, you know, interesting. Why don't you come on my show called Power Players? This is back in 2015, before Grant was really, he was big, but he's not as big as he is now. And so that's kind of how I got his attention. So as I've built up my own podcast called The Alden Report, you know, I've had, you know, like I said, amazing guests on. I had Les Brown on. I've had Nolan Bushnell, the founder of Chuck E. Cheese and Atari on. I've had Grant Cardone on, and Dean Graziosi and Armando Montalongo and Lewis Howes and just, you know, Ryan Blair, and just over and over and over again. But it took time to build up credibility in my podcast with all these other kind of rock star entrepreneurs. And so when you have that, you know, already kind of in your, in your kind of toolbox, so to speak, it's great to show that social proof of, hey, you know, these guys were on, you should come on too.
100%, man. I know that I interviewed Justin Saunders a while back, and he's known for helping people build up 6- and 7-figure marketing agencies. But one of the things that he told me was that he blew me off the first few times that I invited him on the show. And then I kept asking him, and finally he looked into me. And I had done enough with it. I had marketed myself hard enough that he finally said yes. So
that's it, man. You know, I'll tell you one in particular that's going on literally right now with me. So Mel Robbins, you know who she is? She wrote the book called The 5-Second Rule.
Yes.
Okay. So, so Mel, I'm in Massachusetts. Mel's in Massachusetts. She's also a lawyer. I'm a lawyer. We happen to meet, on a, flight to LA. We just happened to sit next to each other, and I didn't know who she was, didn't know her from a hole in the wall. And we just started talking, and I realized, you know, what she did, and I didn't even know anything about her book, you know. And you know, she, what made her kind of quote famous is she did a great TEDx speech, and it really her whole career kind of exploded from there. And you know, I asked her to be on my podcast. She said yes. But some team members shut it down. It's a couple of years ago, like three years ago. My podcast is, I think I'm going on, I think this is into my sixth year. So it wasn't as, you know, I didn't have as many, you know, people on the podcast to really kind of show her, you know, who has been on and the quality of my guests. Quite frankly, I've reached out again, and you know, so you get no response, right? And so just a couple of days ago, I sent another message to her. And I basically, you know, pulled what they call, you know, they call it the Columbo close, which is I basically said, listen, I understand, you know, you're busy, and I know that we, you know, we couldn't connect the first time, and I haven't heard back from you, you know, since. And by the way, here's the thing with that technique. We have actually communicated. It's not like she's never responded to me. I'll get messages from people on LinkedIn and say, hey, you didn't get my message, so I'm just going to stop talking to you. Dude, I don't even know who the fuck you are, man. Like, we haven't even talked to each other. So don't try and close me by giving me some sort of FOMO. Like, I don't know who you are. And, you know, we have no rapport. So you want to just try and tell me that you're going to walk away. Cool. Walk away. Cause we don't know each other. But Mel and I have actually talked. And so I said, look, I understand you're busy. So it's been, you know, a couple of years, 3 years now. So I like what you're doing. You know, we're both from Mass, both lawyers. Would love to have you on, but you know, maybe just, you know, it wasn't for you, or it's not for you. And guess what? She responded. She didn't respond to my last three messages. She responded and said, you know what? I'm just waiting. I have another book coming out, and I'm waiting to, you know, to book on my podcast. So I will eventually have her on the podcast, but it's just that persistence too, right? Like what you were saying with Saunders, you know, you just keep asking, and if you keep getting no's, like, what's the downside? You know what I mean? Like, what are you going to do? Offend somebody? You know, I mean, are you going to offend, like, Jim, you know, the book Good to Great, Good to Great by Jim Collins. It's an amazing book. And, I was writing my book 5% More, and I was also reading his book. My book was almost done, and I read this great story in there about this athlete, and because I talk a lot about athletes and how athletes' lives are changed by like a fraction of a second, right? You know, because it's that little extra tiny little effort. And he talks about some athletes in his book, and I was like, wow, I want to put that story in my book. So I did, but I reached out to Jim Collins. I mean, he's huge as far as, you know, authors and great books. And over and over and over again, he has said no. But he actually handwrote a note, sent it to me, still saying no, right? But it was actually pretty cool that he actually took the time to handwrite the note, because he doesn't need to come on my podcast. And maybe someday when his book comes out, maybe he will say, you know what? Yeah, let's, you know, let's do it. I'll have you on. But yeah, like, what's the worst that's going to happen? Who cares? Like, you know, just keep asking.
100%, man. There's a huge amount of power in that. And like you said, people have this fear of being annoying with stuff like that, but it's not like you're being annoying trying to reach out and sell them something in this scenario. You're reaching out and saying, hey, I respect you and I know you're busy, so I'm just going to keep following up until you see it.
Yeah. You know, it's like, that's it, man. And that's the, you know, one of the keys, you know, to quote success is consistency, persistence, you know, and there's a delicate balance of being like annoying and persistent, you know, and you know, like for instance, like, you know, with your podcast, with my podcast or others, you know, let's walk through it. So Justin Saunders doesn't know you. I don't know who he is, but let's, you know, he doesn't know you and you're reaching out to him. You like him. You see what he's doing. He's done some great stuff. You want to have him on as a guest. What is it going to do? Right. So what it's going to do two things. It's going to add value to you and to him, because you're going to create some cool content that he can then repurpose. Right. And usually it's, you know, this term evergreen, meaning it's can be used forever. And so there's no cost to him. Like, what's the downside? The downside is what, maybe half an hour of time that, you know, that he has to kind of set aside. But either way, I mean, it's valuable to him. It's valuable to me. It's valuable to you on both sides. So you're adding value to him and he's adding value to you at the same time. So it's a, you know, rather it's a, you know, it's a win. It's truly like a win-win scenario. It's just a matter of, you know, whether or not they want to book the time, you know, to get you on. And when you have someone like create, like super famous, like Gary Vee knows that, you know, I almost booked him on my podcast. But it came down to, you know, he wanted to get paid, because I don't know Gary Vee, right? And I almost paid, you know, it was $10,000 for 15 minutes. And I was like, man, does that make sense for me? And the answer was no. Like, I like Gary Vee, but not that much. You know, if at some point, you know, he'll come on my podcast and I'm not going to pay for it, you know? So you'll get to the point where you might find that there's just a, you know, there's a roadblock that just doesn't make sense for you. And then you just move on to the next one. So yeah, I mean, the persistence is key.
Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you learned something. If you have questions, email us at info@thelocalcrown.com. And if you want to get featured in our publication, Inside the Empire, alongside John Lee Dumas, the Entrepreneur on Fire, Jason Waller, the CEO of Power Home Solar, Sharon Lecter, Dan Caldwell, the man that started Tap Out, and the limitless man himself, Jim Quick, for free, then head over to thelocalcrown.com/become a contributor.